T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Housing issues for our veterans has been a challenge. Homelessness has been an issue for many military veterans. But guess what? There is a new move afoot that could solve a lot of the problems connected to this issue. Marlon Ferguson is the executive director of Veterans Place, joins us now for this conversation. Good afternoon, Mr. Ferguson.
Good afternoon, Len.
How are you?
I'm okay. Great day.
Indeed. So before we talk about what's happening, give me an idea. Paint a picture for us of what the homeless problem is in our area, specifically for military veterans.
Well, you know, Western Pennsylvania has a huge veteran population. And a number of our veterans are finding themselves making the transition out of the military back into the civilian world. You know, they're having some difficulty doing that. So, you know, we're finding that that a lot of our veterans are maybe one paycheck from being homeless, or they don't have these resources that they need to prevent themselves from being homeless. So it's a pretty big problem in Western Pennsylvania.
And so along comes a donation of 4 acres of land in Penn Hills that could provide a possible solution.
Yes. Yes. We're excited about it. I always say homelessness is more than just housing. Homelessness is security, the sense of community, family that will help a veteran or, you know, anyone for that matter, to be sustainable in his or her life. So, you know, it's more than just housing. It's a sense of community. It's a sense of having resources. You know, I always say, you know, it's really the problem about veteran homelessness. How do you go from being a hero to homeless? You know, that mental, you know, that mental strain from being a hero in your family, in your community, to finding yourself, you know, at risk of homelessness or homeless. You know, it plays some really big mind games on our veterans. And, you know, we're so proud at Veterans Place to be a resource in the community to help our veterans, you know, make it through those tough parts of their lives.
So then what are we talking about? We're talking about this 4 acres of land that were donated, and the plan is to put what's being described as small houses there?
Yes. We call them microhomes. They're going to vary. We're going to have 7 one-bedroom, 7 two-bedroom. They're going to vary between 400 to 800 square feet. A lot of natural light, very modern, super high efficiency, super high sustainability, very green. We want this village to be a healthy, inviting, secure place for our veterans to get the services they need to move on.
And that's key here because, as I understand it, these are temporary transitional homes. So they'll turn over among the veterans.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And also, I think the crown jewel to the project is we're going to have a 7,000-square-foot Veterans Resource Center where we're going to have workforce development opportunities. We're going to have entrepreneurial opportunities for veterans and the community to get together and just kind of talk about issues and just be. So it's going to be a communal space, educational space, workforce development space, that I think the community will be really proud of to have in its community.
And you yourself are a veteran, so you know exactly what the needs are.
I do. I'm a Navy veteran. I spent 7 years in the military. I was in Desert Storm. And, you know, I made the transition a little easier than some, but there were difficulties there. You know, just going from a world in the military where, you know, everybody gets it. You're part of this huge family. And then all of a sudden you're discharged and you're removed from that family. And you come back in the civilian world. And a lot of times the civilian world does not understand, what you've done in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So making that transition to from the military to the civilian world was difficult for a lot.
Indeed.
A lot of folks.
Now let's talk about some money, because obviously this project, it's a great idea, but it costs money to do all this. Where are we in terms of fundraising, and what else is needed?
Oh, yeah. We just got a great grant from Allegheny County Economic Development. One of the things right now, the Resource Center, we have a number of corporations looking to do naming opportunities in the space. You know, for instance, we're going to have a ton of educational spaces, so we're looking for sponsorships for those spaces. We're also looking sponsorships. We have six of the homes already sponsored, so we have groups that are going to put their names on the homes. We have opportunities that the whole landscape development of the place is going to be super green, so we're looking for folks to help out with that. So the total project is about $4 million. If we get all of our commitments coming in the next probably 6 months, we'll be over halfway there. And we're looking to close the gap. So, you know, if anybody out in the community would want to donate to this project, please give me a call at Veterans Place. And also, you can go on our website. There's a ton of ways you can donate and to contribute to the project. But more importantly, we want the community. We want to, I always believe that the community will provide. You know, if you just let the community know what
needs you
need. Are,
mm-hmm.
And Pittsburgh has a huge philanthropic community, you know, one of the top 10 in the country. And so, you know, the question I get all the time is like, you know, are you nervous about fundraising for this? And actually, no, maybe I'm a little naive, but I know our community has stepped up in so many ways during my 5-year tenure at Veterans Place. For me, this project is just another way that the community is going to respond and show our veterans that, you know, that they do care.
Indeed. And we got about 30 seconds left. So you're hoping to break ground next year, 2020,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, the spring. And then Veterans Day is ribbon cutting.
That's awesome.
2020.
That's awesome. Yep. Give us your website as well for folks who want more information.
It's www.veteransplaceusa.org. And our number is 412-363-0500, extension 213 to get me.
0500, extension 3. Sounds like a great project. We're excited. Can't wait for that groundbreaking and ultimately ribbon cutting. We're excited for you. Thanks so much for joining us, Marlon Ferguson, Executive Director, indeed, of the Veterans Place. Sounds like a great project. I'm excited about it. And you know what? We got to do more than just say when we see our veterans out on the street, we tend to say thank you for your service, but let's really thank them. Let's support projects like this one that can make a difference in their lives.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.